Page 64. A. Living in New Zealand. Area 267,710 square kilometres. Population 4,365,100. Capital Wellington. Major cities Auckland, Christchurch, Hamilton. Language English, Maori. Currency New Zealand dollar. Life expectancy at birth male 78.79, female 82.94. Literacy male 99%, female 99%. National Day, New Zealand Day, 6 February.
Hello, and welcome to New Zealand. My name is David, and I'm 15 years old. I live in Auckland, which is the largest city in the country. Auckland is situated by the sea on the North Island. Walking around Auckland, you'll notice a lot of young people. That's because Auckland is a university city, and young people from all over the world come here to study and to learn English. A lot of the students coming here love the outdoors. New Zealand is surrounded by the sea, so you can do water sports like sailing, fishing, swimming, and scuba diving nearly everywhere. Inland, there are lots of mountains and forests where you can go hiking, camping, skiing, and climbing. For those who fancy an adrenaline kick, rafting and bungee jumping are viable options. Even here in Auckland, you can go skydiving from the Sky Tower. That's the city's landmark, and it's what gave the city its nickname, Sky City.
Hi there, my name is Moana and I'm 16. I'm a Maori girl and I live close to the town Whangarei. The Maoris are descendants of Polynesians who crossed the oceans in ancient times. They were fierce warriors and they used to rule this country. But then the Europeans arrived in the 1700s and the Maoris didn't have immunity to their diseases, so many got sick and died. There was a treaty called the Treaty of Waitangi in 1840 between the Maori tribes and the British. You could say that was when New Zealand was colonised, and the Maoris have been struggling and fighting for their rights ever since. Today, New Zealand is a multicultural society with minorities mainly from Asia and other Pacific islands. As a young Maori, I live in two cultures. I have one foot in modern city life and the other in the traditional Maori way of life. This gives me the benefit of taking the best things from both cultures, and I'm very proud of my Maori heritage.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm 17 and I live in Christchurch, which is the second largest city in the country. You may know that New Zealand consists of two islands, the North Island and the South Island. Both islands have beautiful scenery, but what strikes newcomers are the beautiful trees and the birds. We have lots of birds that are endemic to this country, like the kiwi, which is a big nocturnal bird that can't fly. By the way, the bird's name is also the nickname for a New Zealander. It's fascinating to walk in the forest and hear all the bird song. My all-time favourite bird is the tui, which has black feathers with white pom-poms under its beak. You should try to get a glimpse of the kingfisher, the kaka, or the yellow-eyed penguin too. In our country, we have more animals than people because we have about 10 million sheep. The spectacular scenery in New Zealand has made it very popular among film directors in the last few years. It's not uncommon to come across film crews doing movie shoots here and there.
The Maori and the Marae. The indigenous population of New Zealand, the Maoris, are a tribal community. Even though many Maoris today live in big cities and lead modern lives, they still have a strong connection to the land in which their tribe resides. In every tribal area, there is a local marae. A marae is a community house which serves as a cultural and social centre for its members. A marae serves as a meeting place and is where parties are arranged, including weddings and funerals. The marais are usually built of wood and are often beautifully decorated with traditional wooden carvings and paintings. A marae is treated with great respect. You cannot just enter whenever you want. You have to be invited. According to tradition, it is the older females of the tribe who can invite people in. They will do so by standing at the front porch or at the gate and calling you in. Make sure you leave your shoes by the doorstep, as this is the custom and a sign of respect. The Maori culture was a warrior culture, and the haka is a traditional Maori war ritual performed before a battle to scare off the enemy. The All Blacks is the national rugby team of New Zealand, and they are immensely popular. Before their matches, they perform the haka to intimidate the opposing team.